Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Labrish, dedicated to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the unique and diversely rich Jamaican culture. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Margaret Marshall, your host, and you are in the backyard. And tonight we are going to labrish about, as a matter of fact, we're still in a celebrating mood. I'd like to have my co-host on now to say hi and welcome. Good evening, Donna. Are you there? Let me open up the mic. Okay, good evening, Donna. Are you there? I guess not. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome all my listeners. And I must apologize for my little freaky outburst in the last show. But, you know, I think I was like the rest of the world. I was just on top of the world celebrating. It was the day after. And we all know we had a lot to celebrate. So I have calmed down a bit. But I'm still in the celebrating mode, and I'd like to tell you that our show tonight, we're going to be celebrating two different periods of Jamaica's culture in the entertainment field, actually past and present, because we had... most Jamaicans perhaps know, but our friends of Jamaica might not know, that last week we lost a very, very precious Jamaican music icon. Byron Lee made his transition, and he left us just with so much richness and joy that a lot of us, especially the older Jamaicans, the expatriates that are scattered all over the world, we have such wonderful memories of his music and the times we spent dancing or just being entertained by the wonderful work that he did. And I am going to be opening up the mic and asking my listeners who would like to say hi and just share with us any moments they might have had. But we're really going to do that in the latter part of the show, because I want to tell you about one of our guests this evening. Our featured guest is a special person here in Atlanta who is doing a lot of work for charities that are helping Jamaicans, Jamaica itself. And it's I'd like to tell you a little bit about this special event that's coming up. And our guest, one of our guests tonight, is going to be Miss Nadine Coombs, who is the CEO of Poise Entertainment. And they're involved in putting on events to raise funds for different charities in Jamaica. And I'm waiting for her to call in. But is my co-host on?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome, Donna. Would you like to say hi to our listeners?
Well, hi to the listeners. Just want to say I'm looking forward to Miss Nadine Coombs being on and kind of talking about the Fashionistas and this phenomenal event that's going to be happening this Sunday. And really what's really neat for me is whenever people have events that are helping the youth and children, you know, it's not just about themselves. We can always help ourselves, but it's always nice when people are trying to do some event to reach out to other people and particularly children and help them and lift them up, because it's truly through lifting up our future that we build a future for ourselves. So I'm really looking forward to the call, and I'm looking forward to talking about phenomenal person, Mr. Byron Lee, as well, Miss Margaret. Back to you.
Oh, good. Well, I just want to share a little bit about you with my listeners, because I want to tell my listeners that Donna Robinson has never visited Jamaica, but she's a friend of Jamaica. She's fallen in love with Jamaica and is very intrigued with our culture. And that's one of the reasons why she is with me on the show. And I see where our guest from Poise Entertainment is on. I'm going to be putting her on in a minute. And she will be telling you about, I just think this is such a wonderful caption because it's billed as passion for fashion. Nadine, you're on. Hello? Nadine? Are you there? Hello? Well, I have a caller from 678-957. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, my name is Janice O'Shea. I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, you are? Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're calling from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'd like to just share with you and the rest of the listeners how passionate our co-host Donna is just about discovering things about Jamaica. And Donna is a businesswoman and a wife and mother, and she have children of all ages. And it's just really inspiring to me that as a senior citizen, as a matter of fact, I'm a senior, and I just enjoy the young energy around me. And I really want to tell the listeners how much I appreciate having everybody on. And whenever you want to make a comment or to, you know, just jump in here, because, you know, when we lavish in the backyard, we're laid back and we're just having a good time and just sharing with each other. So I'm waiting for Nadine to come on board. But in the meantime, for our callers that might be listening, if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, if you hit the one on your keypad, on your telephone, then I'll see that you want to talk to us, and then we can leverage. So always remember that you can jump into the conversation at any time. So let me see some hands raised out there. Okay.
While you're waiting for the calls, I just want to say that for those people that have not looked at it, thebackyardlavrish.com is really where Miss Margaret's foundation is. And she doesn't say a whole lot about herself, but in reality, what she's done is tried to create a footprint for the culture of Jamaica, to preserve it, to enlighten people about it, and to capture it in a really wonderful spirit. If you have not been to thebackyardlavrish.com, I want to recommend that everyone go there. Go to backyardlavrish.com and sign in, register, and, you know, upload your picture and share some comments and look at the site. And if you can share something that would help the site that you think that could help the site, then I think that would be a wonderful thing. You know, it's kind of interesting. One of the things that I've learned in life, my few 48 years, is that it's kind of amazing how there's very few women that have documented their lives. They've allowed other people to do that. And one of the things that kind of inspired me to get involved with this project, although I'm not Jamaican, as far as I know, you know, maybe, you know, we never know. As Mr. Obama or President-elect Obama said, you know, pretty much most of us are kind of mutts anyway, with a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
You know, that's right.
So we just never really know. But really what inspired me the most was her passion for wanting to share her view of Jamaica as she was growing up and her young 73 years of being here. There's things that she's experienced in Jamaica that many of the Jamaicans have not experienced. And there were so many young Jamaicans that have come and embraced this project and want to be a part of the project and want to see and learn more about their past and their histories. It's kind of interesting for me as an American that, you know, we don't know a whole lot about our, we have to search for our history. But, you know, very fortunately, you have people that have the history, and some may not want to share it, but here you have someone who wants to build this platform for Jamaica and share with people, with not just Jamaican people, but friends of Jamaica, a lot of good information about Jamaica, things that I would not know about so much, and so many things which is really interesting for me for Jamaicans that they wouldn't even know. And so please go to backyardlabrish.com and register and become a part of the community, of the family that she's building. Back to you, Miss Margaret.
Well, thank you, Donna. That was very sweet. I just want to read something, a comment that I read from George Graham. And incidentally, our listeners never heard George Graham when he was on our program. He's going to be one of our guest editors on the site, on the web community. And what led me to George really was an article that he wrote, and the title of it was "You Don't Look Jamaican." And he really wrote an article addressing that, because what does a Jamaican look like? Well, a Jamaican could be the direct descendant from someone from China, India, Africa, England, Ireland, Lebanon, Germany, Spain, Brazil, or perhaps some other place. But there are lots of Jamaicans, especially in my era of the 30s and 40s, you know, who could trace their direct connection to these parts of the world. So whereas people who don't know a lot about the culture, they will see someone or hear them speak and assume that they're either American or English or from some other part of the world. They will say they don't look or sound Jamaican. But in our culture, as it was in the British days, one was never identified by the color of their skin, never, because everybody was so mixed up that it didn't matter. And even now, as George says in his article, you know, regardless of what your heritage is, you're just a Jamaican. That's all you are. You're not necessarily Chinese Jamaican or Indian Jamaican or English Jamaican. You're just Jamaican. And it will be wonderful, as some of the commentators and some of the comments I've heard say, that it will be wonderful when everybody in America can just say they are Americans, not Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, or Afro-Americans, just Americans, because we're all one people. So I just wanted to tie that in with George's article that he did on that particular subject. Now I wanted to talk a little bit about how we are always happy in the backyard to support fundraisers that are really helping the community. And a lot of I was not aware that there were so many people, especially from the Caribbean, that are involved in different events to raise funds. It's not until I have been involved in this project that I was aware of all of these things going on right here in Atlanta, where we all live. And I am just in awe of all these different projects. I don't know about you, Donna, but when, you know, we attended, a couple of affairs during the independence, which was held in August, for our friends of Jamaica that might not know. And from that, I got to meet several young people that are involved in some project related to Jamaica. There are several of them. As a matter of fact, I think this is about the fourth person that we're going to interview. And Nadine is going to be talking about, if she gets on, about two different charities. One is called United for Jamaica, and the other one is Each One, Teach One? Is that the way it is, Donna?
Yes, Each One, Reach One.
Reach
Mission
One.
Is,
Each One,
yeah.
Reach One. And these are two different organizations that are in the process of their function is to help, I think one of them, help underprivileged children here in Atlanta, perhaps of Caribbean families, I'm not quite sure. And the other one, you know, and also the children in Jamaica. As we know, you know, this downturn in the economy is affecting everybody and every country in the world because, you know, it sounds funny to say it, but America is almost the world. They sneeze and the rest of the world catches a cold. So, because we're hurting, everybody's hurting. So I'm saying that to say that I'm sure that the economy in Jamaica, as it is perhaps in other small countries, are hurting too. So when we can get together, and although we might not be able to give a lot, you know, but $5 here and $5 here, even $3 here and there, adds up. And in Jamaica, is there a caller from 678? Are you a Jamaican or a friend of Jamaica?
I am Jamaican.
You are Jamaican. So you can help me out here because we have a saying in Jamaica, which I'm going to be asking my listeners to send in the sayings that they remember from Jamaica when we were growing up. And let's all share what it means to us. This month we're featuring, what are we featuring, Donna, on the website? The Jamaican saying is? Wall have ears and bush have eye. I'm saying it the Jamaican way because that's what your parents used to say to you when you're talking about your business or anybody else's business or so. And they would say, you know, be careful what you say because it's like it penetrates the walls. You get what I mean? But I know at the time that what it meant to me. And I don't know if our listeners have any comments on that. What did it mean to them or if they've ever heard it?
Could you repeat the saying, please?
Wall have ears and bush have eye.
Oh, okay.
Walls have ears and bush have eyes. In other words, it meant to me at the time when I was growing up, you know, be careful what you say because it will get circulated. It will go
right
through the walls and the bushes.
Right.
As in, do not gossip about people. You know what I mean?
Yes, to me it meant do not gossip. I heard it from my grandma.
Oh, you heard it from your grandma, but not from your mother?
Most of what I can recall was from my grandmother.
Well, perhaps your grandmother might be in my age group.
No, not really. It's just that my mom wasn't very talkative.
Oh,
I communicated better
with your grandmother. Is your grandmother still with us?
No, she passed like about 3 years ago.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. However, may I have your name again?
Janice.
Denny?
J-A-N-N-I-C-E,
Janice. Janice, what I would like to mention as you talked about that is the importance then of sharing some of the information that we're sharing, like we're sharing now, for descendants of Jamaicans. And, for instance, there are lots of things that I'm going to be sharing on the radio and on the website that my children that were born here, I have two sons and a daughter, all were born in this country. They visited Jamaica. I've been here almost 50 years. They visited Jamaica very few times, and I moved back to Jamaica for a short time in 1970 and moved back to the States in 73, and they were very small at the time. So a lot of the things that hopefully will be recorded on these two different platforms, I think my grandchildren are going to be intrigued to hear about. Because I remember when I was my children's age, and my mother tried to tell me some things, but honestly, when I look back now, I wish I had paid more attention. But I was busy raising my family, and we all know how stressful it can be, right, Miss Donna? When you're raising a family and you're juggling a lot of hats, you know, and trying to make everything fit and work, and you really not interested in old stories. You know, okay, Ma, you know, that was then. I don't have time. And now when I look back, I wish I had heard more stories and took the time. But I know it's hard. So I am very excited about this particular platform. And I am asking listeners like Janine to share with us sometimes what you heard from your grandmother, if not from your mother. Because sometimes we grow up in families that don't communicate a lot. And in my day, when I was growing up as a little girl, my grandparents would say, you must be seen and not heard. A child must be seen and not heard. So we couldn't even talk in their presence. And if they were discussing anything like business or somebody else's business, we would be put out of the room. And those were the old-time days. You know what I mean? So we did not really get a lot of information. Of course, now a lot of the things have changed and people are more open and ready to share. And the psychologists and psychiatrists feel that people are more comfortable with more knowledge, you know, and they're exploring the way they feel and they're talking more. So parents now have a different relationship with their children than, you know, 50 years ago. Wouldn't you agree? Any of the callers want to chime in on that?
Well, yes.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. So do you think it's good?
Not necessarily, but the way I look at it, the young generation now, they really do not know what they are missing because they are so open to the internet and other ways of getting information. We know what we're missing, and we wish we could pass it on fully to our children and grandchildren, but it's not easy because they just look at it as it's old-fashioned, they don't want to hear it. They don't talk anymore. They text. So, it's a little difficult when we try to pass it on.
Definitely. And I must confess, I don't know about you, Donna, but I remember I was living here. You know, I've been in here in the United States for a long time. And my mother was here for a long time, too. I think my mother came up perhaps in the 60s. And there were a lot of times when she wanted to tell me stories, but you know, I got caught up in the stressful life in the U.S. So I really didn't make that time to listen, and I thought nothing of it now. But as I got older, and especially after my mother passed, I look back and I said, I wish I had. So my point is, the children of today will get to that stage. So
well,
I think,
you know,
sorry,
I want to share with you something that, first and foremost, Janice is right, because my children are the same way. We have six children. My youngest is 6 and the oldest is 29. And, of course, we've gone here in the United States, we've gone from Flintstones to, you know, Barney to now Dora the Explorer and everything else. But now we're into the text message internet mode. But here's the thing that I think, Janice, is really important, and that is that you have information just as Miss Margaret does, that somebody instilled in you and they share it with you in a time and that you can share with others. Just like what she was talking about with the walls have ears and the bush have eyes. If you go to backyardlavish.com and you click on that part that talks about the walls have ears and the bush have eyes, it's going to ask you, what does it mean? You type that in. But then share with other people one of the sayings that maybe your grandmother left with you, because really it's like her treasure for you, something that she leaves with you, her little footprint in life that maybe no one else knows about. No one can, you know, the young generation won't even have a clue about. But here's the thing is that ultimately on the Internet, it's just like one of the people that we're going to be talking about, Mr. Byron Lee. Once you're on the Internet, you're on the Internet. You're going to be in cyberspace for the rest of your life. As a matter of fact, Janice, yes, as you're talking here tonight, the beauty being is that later on, your children could come and listen to you talk about whatever we're talking about and hear your voice. And long after you and I are gone, our great-grandchildren can go back to the Internet, because you know long before after we're gone, the Internet will still be here and we'll be gone, but they will be able to hear you. You know, I think about that, and it's so important. I think about it for my grandmother. I can hear her voice just barely now, because I could hear it, you know, of course, better when I was, you know, after she passed away. But as time grows on, you can barely hear their voice. It gets silent, just quieter and quieter. But can you imagine the fact that just as you're speaking here tonight, Janice, and as Ms. Margaret is speaking, I'm speaking, that this will live on in cyberspace even long after we're gone. We are putting footprints in the sand, and we have to do that, you know, because we have to do something to make sure that you leave a mark. And I just think it's just so phenomenal what Ms. Margaret has done, really. I my children, you know, of course, they're texting, they're on the Internet, but here's the deal. I don't worry about that. What I say is I'm going to make the footprint, and I promise you when I'm gone, somebody's going to find it, and that's what's really, really important. Back to you, Ms. Margaret.
I did not look at it that way. I'm sorry. But now that I listen to you say this, that's the same as we remembering what they said to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the kids have access to it electronically now. So
right. This is the medium that they're using, and that's
right.
Why we have to use this medium to leave our information and our footprints. You know, we might not be as comfortable with it as they are,
yes,
but we really have to embrace it. I am trying to get my senior friends, and I see I have a senior call. I think he's a senior, a 718 caller. Do you want to chime in on this Labrish, 718-379? Just hit the one on your keypad, and I'll plug you in. But I'll wait for your hand to okay. Okay.
This is Lay from New York.
Okay, Lay from New York. Mm. How are you?
Oh, I am. I was having problems logging on, and finally.
Oh, well, you're here.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the younger people being so comfortable.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear you. Mm-hmm.
And we, well, people like you and I are a little more awkward with it. But I'm getting better, and sharing the conversation with us is Janine. Do I have I said it right?
Janice. It's a C. Janice.
Oh,
Janice. N C E.
Okay. And what I would like to say that as Donna was discussing before, it brought something up to me. Some of you know, and some of you might not know, some of my listeners might not know, that my house was destroyed by a fire about a year, I think it was May of last year, and I lost a lot of my precious information. So sometimes even though we have information about our past, whether it's in pictures or letters or just any information, you know, we could lose it. We could lose it. But when the information is in cyberspace, it can be accessed, you know, by anybody, any part of the world. That's the neat part about this. But what I wanted to say is that during going through the debris, there were some things that were totally destroyed by the fire and some things that were water damaged and some things that were sandwiched between other things that were fine. And rummaging through all of this, I found some tapes. Leigh, I think you bought that equipment for when you were in the Air Force, was it the Air Force or some part of the
Air
Navy?
Air Force, yeah.
At the PX or BX or whatever you used to call it.
No kidding.
Which in those days was a reel-to-reel thingy that you make.
Right.
You remember? And
yeah, but what did you find?
I found a little box with this tape in it. I had no idea what the tape was. And, you know, just that it looks like a film, but it's very narrow, and it's on a circular wheel. So
right,
I gave it to my son, who is quite technical, and told him I found this and had no idea what it was. And I'm hoping that it wasn't anything that, you know, I didn't know what it was.
Incriminate.
You know what I mean? That would not incriminate me, perhaps his father or something, somebody. But He did something, gave it to somebody or someplace, and eventually got it back. And when he put it on his computer, it sounded like chipmunks. And I know he worked on it and got different software and do all sorts of things. And it ended up being a tape recording of he and his brother and sister when they were very small. And I was only able to identify the period and the place by Christopher, who's my eldest son, saying the temperature in Montego Bay is 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, darn, that's when we were in Jamaica for the short time. And they were chattering, and they were singing, "Raindrops Are Falling on My Head." And, you know, that must have been the song popular then. And their father's voice was so plain. And it was such a moving, emotional thing for Stephen. I was there when he mastered whatever he was doing in making the tape, you know, legible so he could hear it.
Yeah.
And the emotions that came over him, because for the listeners that don't know, his father died in 1966. I think it was, yes, in 1966. So you can imagine, and he had never, ever heard this tape before. And, of course, he didn't know what he sounded like. He must have been about 7 years old at the time. But it was a precious moment. You know,
yeah.
It was one of these ah moments. So that just triggered my memory because I remembered Donna just mentioned to us about, you know, descendants, perhaps my grandchildren or, you know, somebody else's children going online and listening to something and hearing a voice that they can identify that may be related to them because we're all giving our names. So, you know, or they might be able to research it online and see when the show was, because all the shows are archived on the Blog Talk Radio station website. And, of course, we will have this on our website also. So I am getting really more excited about the possibilities. Somebody wanted to say something?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, just like with Janice or Leigh, you know, having the opportunity to hear your voice. I mean, it might be small to you, But for me, you know, not to, you know, be sentimental, but my mother passed away in January, and I still hear her voice, and unfortunately I have her voice on the answer machine. But I thought about it for a moment because I thought I had, like, lost it. And I said to myself, you know, how do you hear their voice? You know, it's one thing to have pictures because everybody has, like, a ton of pictures, and you might even have some writings and things like that. But what about their voice? What about your voice, Janice? What about your voice, Leigh? And having an opportunity to, like, document that in the cyberspace of life, and maybe one day your children will go and they will say, she was talking about me and hoping that I would get the picture of understanding what she was saying. And now she's sharing that with me, and she's been sharing this with us for a while. What a phenomenal historical event that we're in to be able to do that every week. We do this every week on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Ms. Margaret has some phenomenal things that she does, and I think that if Nadine hasn't come on yet, we should move to Mr. Leigh, just kind of talk a bit about him, you know, if you don't mind, but it's up to you. But I just feel that it's just so phenomenal to have an opportunity to be a part of this process. Back to you, Ms. Margaret.
Okay. Well, I want to tell our listeners that our call-in number is, where's our call-in number?
718-766-4558.
And you're listening to Backyard Labrish, and we're just chilling out here in the backyard, labrishing about a variety of things.
And I want to ask Mr. Lane, have you gone on backyardlabrish.com yet and, like, post it yourself? Because I want to go there and see you and hear some things that you have to say.
I'm embarrassed because Margaret just asked me for my picture, which I should have sent.
Oh, you're holding back.
Yeah.
You're holding back.
I forgot it, you know.
Well, I want to tell you a little about Leigh, because I think older Jamaicans are not comfortable with talking about themselves. Because I know even when I have to do a bio or anything, you know, it's always better if somebody else does it from me. And I think it's because we come from that period, it's riveted in us that you don't really talk about yourself. As a matter of fact, that brings a story. You know, I always love to tell stories. And I remember when I came here first in 1959, and I was listening to the radio. I don't remember what I was listening to, but how this came about. But there was this man talking about his beautiful wife and his wonderful children. And, you know, he was just carrying on and on and on. And I was coming from a period and a culture where that was not, you know, done. And I was saying, wow, you know, boy, this woman must be something. I think it was someone that I was going to meet or something for some reason, for something. And when I met him and his wife, I built this thing up in my head that, oh, my God, this is some special person. Because he was so exuberant about telling me about his family. And when I met them, they were nice, but in my mind, I thought they were, you know, like, bigger than life, because of the way he was describing them. Because I was coming from that culture where you don't talk about yourself. You know what I mean? And Americans would say, oh, well, I am this, and I am that, and I'm the CEO of that, and I have this. And to me, I was just, I could not believe, could get over it. And so it brings me to the fact, Donna, how different things are different in cultures. I mean, things are different, and they're taken a different way in different parts of the world, because we would not talk about ourselves, our perhaps even our family, like that. So it was strange to me.
But you know what? I'm going to share this with you that, two things. One, I worked the polls during the election, and I lost my cell phone. I don't know where I lost it at, but all of a sudden this lady comes to me and she says, are you the beautiful woman? And I said, excuse me? She says, are you the beautiful? I says, well, I guess. I don't know. And she says, well, I found your cell phone. It was in the hallway. It was really nice that she brought me back my cell phone because it cost a lot of money. But she says, and I called the home phone number, and I had this man that was on the phone. And she says, well, sir, I think you left your cell phone when you was voting. And he says, well, no, but my beautiful wife, she is there. And
there you go.
and she says, you know what? I'm going to make sure I tell her this story because you need kudos right now.
Aw, that is so sweet.
She gave me the phone and she told me the story, and I was like, oh, he got points. He has points right now.
Oh, that is wonderful.
I
don't know for anybody else, but it might have changed in Jamaica now, but in the old days, that would not be a Jamaican man. He would have to come from a different country, right, Leigh?
I would think so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Even if he thought so personally about his wife, he would not voice it.
Heard him. But
yeah,
it's okay, you know, because you know what? Some people feel that it's like bragging, and my husband says that a lot of times. He says, I don't want to brag about certain things because I don't want people to feel that I'm bragging, and I don't want that. I want them to understand that, you know, whatever you want to accomplish in life, you're going to accomplish it. I don't want it to be about me or anything like that. And I think that, you know, it's not a bad thing that, you know, that a lot of men or women from Jamaica, particularly from maybe, I don't know if it's changed or not, but that they feel like, well, I'm bragging about myself, so I don't want to do that. But, you know, one of the things that I look at is that, well, Leigh, here's the deal. Just find yourself someone else, like an assistant from a college, and say, here's the deal. I only want you a little part-time to come in and do the things I need you to do. Just a little part-time, you know, like for like this time period. Set up things I want you to set up, and you brag about me all you want to do. I'm going to tell you all my criteria. You don't feel bad. We call it where you embrace the person and give them the what they deserve in terms of what they've accomplished. And it's kind of like what they talk about Johnny Carson and McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Carson would never introduce himself, but McMahon did.
Right.
All those years, you know, and he would come out and he would talk, and then he would say, and then he would announce Johnny Carson. But Johnny Carson, can you imagine if Johnny Carson came out and announced himself? You
right,
know,
right.
Announcing
right.
Him and saying, this is what I've done, these are the things I've done. No, you have somebody else announce you, and then you come out. And so,
okay,
you
well,
have
let me announce Mr. Leigh Nunes. Okay?
This should be good.
Someone else has joined us.
Mr. Leigh Nunes happened to be my senior, so you know he's a senior.
Yeah.
And he was born and raised in Jamaica.
Wow.
And he has been here since, Leigh?
You're here in Atlanta?
1952. No, I'm in New York.
No, he has always been in New York.
New York.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And he has served in the military, first
yes,
of all.
Yes, stick a pin right there, as we say. You know, last week I did a concert for the my oratorio society. I did a concert for the veterans.
Ah.
And this was such a moving thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to church on Sunday, this event took place when a week ago Sunday, and this past Sunday when I went to church, I was trying to get the musical director to, you know, do a patriotic tune because he had forgotten that we had Veterans Day coming up.
Right.
So, you know, having done the previous thing and seen some of those veterans, and I mean, literally. It brings you to tears. And here it is. We couldn't even remember in the church locally in Brooklyn to honor the veterans with a patriotic song. So, you know, I just had to throw that in.
Wow. Well, so now what branch of service did you serve in?
The Air Force.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we want to commend you for that, and thank you so much for your service.
Well, thank you.
Well, Lay has never lost his roots. He's quite rooted in Jamaica and is always going there and has really done some good work in New York for seniors, because every year he's an accountant, an accomplished accountant, and is retired from what is the name of the company, Lay?
Domino Sugar.
Uh-huh. Where he served for many, many years. And he's going to be joining us in the backyard as one of the seniors who hopefully the younger generation would ask a question. So serving on that panel will be George Graham, the journalist, Lay Nunes, the accomplished, what should I say, jack of all trade?
Retiree.
The retiree. And myself, the passionate senior. So, again, I want to remind everybody to visit with us at www.backyardlabrish.com and join the backyard and let's labrish. Everything is free. Now, I want to dedicate the rest of the show to our icon, Mr. Byron Lee. And I'm trying to play one of my favorite songs in the background. Does anybody recognize it?
Tiny Whiny.
Anybody got it?
Yeah. Is it Tiny Whiny?
Yeah! Tiny Whiny. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to put that on the website because it's one of my favorite. But I wanted to say, you know, it's a path that we all have to go.
Well,
none of us get out of here alive.
You want to hear things about Byron?
I want to celebrate.
He's a classmate of mine, you know.
He was?
Oh, wow.
You knew him personally?
Personally.
And tell us about your knowing him. How do you know him?
Well, we went to the same school, St. George's.
So he's a
College.
George's old boy.
He's a Georgian. And in fact, he was a very good footballer, soccer to you, before he even thought of
into music. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the idea that he could ever be a musician was pretty ludicrous to us. Even when he went on stage, we used to, make fun of him because he had a guitar in front of him, but he could not play the guitar.
Really?
Really.
That's interesting.
And then if you watched his fingers, you wouldn't see them moving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's the dead giveaway. Uh-oh. But Byron was one of the, he would capitalize on anything that could make money, and he was a great organizer.
Uh-huh.
And so he promptly dropped his future in football and took up
music.
Wow.
Well, you can go to ByronLeeMusic.com and you can find out a lot about him, because I did. Of course, I'm a friend of Jamaican, so I always have to do my research.
Yes, you're very good at that.
Yeah. So tell us some more about your interaction with him, Lay.
Oh, well.
Because this is information that the rest of the people perhaps don't know, because he went to school with you.
Yeah. Byron couldn't read music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabbed a few boys. When we say grab a few boys, he you might say mustered a few boys,
mm-hmm.
like Carl Brady.
Mm-hmm.
was one of them. Carl Brady I mentioned because he was one of the lead players in the band. And even up until this time, he still plays. And another fellow, Rani Nasrallah, who I don't know if anybody here is old enough to remember the ska.
Oh yes, it came into play while I was here, but
Well, Rani is credited with bringing in the ska as a genre. And of course with Byron backing him with the music, it was very popular. It became very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And another fellow who I saw 3 weeks ago, who Ronnie Peralto, who was secretary to one of the prime ministers a while back, was also a member of this nucleus band of Byron. And it was a group that just got together and started to play with very crude instruments, like they had a box drum and some
mm-hmm.
spoons
and
a grater for percussion and things like that. And then Byron had I don't know where he got it from, but he had this antique guitar.
Uh-huh. That's a collector's item now, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. After he got organized and started to, he founded his own record club and everything. He had a customs-made guitar. So maybe that would be something that people...
And he actually learned to play the guitar?
In a way. But to us, he's still a three-finger guitar player.
But it shows you what a person with a passion for something and the ability to organize a group can do. I want to welcome caller from 404-957. If you would like to jump in the conversation or make a comment, just hit 1 on your keypad and we'll open up the mic to you. But as I was saying, you know, tonight we're celebrating the life of our icon that we just lost. And we are asking our listeners if they have any memories about him or anything that they'd like to, any comments they'd like to share with everybody. Just let us know. But 404-957... would you like to say hello?
Hello, Margaret. It's Nadine.
Oh, hi, Nadine. Welcome. What happened to you? You got Nadine, for our listeners, is our guest speaker for the evening, who is just logging in. And we want to open up the floor to her now, Nadine, because we only have 7 minutes left on our show. So welcome to the backyard, and tell us about your event and your charities.
Okay.
We celebrate Byron in the background.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I'm definitely a fan. My company, Poise Enterprise, deals with fashion on a whole. Not only am I a designer, I'm also a fashion organizer, coordinator. And I also have an outreach program. Now, I have an event coming up on November 23rd, which is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and that event is called Fashionistas. What that will be a presentation of upcoming designers, hairstylists, and makeup artists combined in a show. Now, not only am I representing and showcasing these people, but also one of my main purpose with the outreach program and the Fashion Through Passion campaign is to reach out to different organizations in any way I can. For this show in particular, I will be sponsoring United for Jamaica and Each One Reach One. which are two organizations that are right now making differences in the lives of people in the community.
And where will that be?
The show will be held at Artistry, and that's downtown Atlanta, and the address is 942 Peachtree Street Northeast, Atlanta, and the zip is 30309.
And are there websites for these organizations that you're raising funds for that you'd like to tell us about?
Yes. United for Jamaica, they're a registered nonprofit 501(c) company, and you can look them up at www.unitedforjamaica.org. Each One Reach One's website would be www.eachonereachone.dreamhosters.com.
Dream Hosters?
Dream Hosters, yes,
.com. Okay.
Yes.
I want to welcome caller from 404-219. We're doing two celebrations tonight, past and present. Our past icon, our icon who passed away, we're celebrating his wonderful music and all the joy he brought to our lives as we dance the night away to Baron Lee and the Dragonaires. And also, the present, we are celebrating our passion for fashion. Is that what it's called, Nadine?
Yes. Well, that's the campaign. The show itself is called Fashionistas.
Fashionistas. And
yes,
I can tell you, by looking at Nadine's brochures, there are some fantastic fashions that are going to be at this fashion show. So go ahead, Nadine. We have four more minutes.
Well, I just wanted to invite everyone to come out. It's definitely for a good cause. As I said, we'll be sponsoring two organizations. But again, as Margaret, just to reiterate what Margaret just said, there will be some wonderful designs at the show. We have very talented people out here, and we definitely, definitely want to build a client base for them and expose their talents because we're very talented.
Right, right. Are some of these artists from Jamaica?
Yes. Most of them have Caribbean background or descent of some sort. They were either born there or their parents are from Jamaica.
I've got you. So the event, again, just give us the date and where tickets are available.
Okay. Tickets are available in Stone Mountain at Bev's Jerk Center and Four Season Records, Snellville Golden Crust, in College Park, Jamaica Restaurant, Jamaica Breeze in Lawrenceville, Jughead's Catering in Decatur, Quai's Fashion in Decatur, Negril's Restaurant in Atlanta, Old Arbor Bay Fish Market in Conyers, the Restaurant in Lawrenceville. And also you can go to my MySpace page at www.myspace.com/poise, P-O-I-Z-E, E-N-T, Inc., I-N-C, and all the information, additional tickets.
Hello?
And again, the show will be at the Artistry, and that's 942 Peachtree Street in Atlanta.
And tickets can be had at the door?
Yes, there will be tickets can be purchased at the door on the day of the show. Now, doors will open at 7 p.m. and showtime will be at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say that we in the backyard are always happy to support, fundraising events that are benefiting, you know, especially the people on the island. Because
yes.
No matter where we are or where we live, or where we're from, doing good for someone or anyone always makes us a better person.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
I want to agree with that.
I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in and being part of the show, and I want to just ask you, this is a weekly event, so feel free to come and share with us. And, of course, don't forget to visit our website at backyardlabrish.com and sign up and be part of the backyard. And, of course, as you know, if you If you are a social networker, then you know that you can make your information private or open it up, invite your friends, start a forum, getting a cooking club or whatever kind of club you want to create or monitor. And next week, we're going to have a fun time here in the backyard. So, Lay, you have some parting comments?
Well, no, just that it was a pleasure talking about my fellow alumnus, Byron Lee.
Yes,
and
you're
gonna
miss him.
Yep.
But we'll enjoy him for years to come.
You bet.
Thank you. Can I ask one question, Donna?
How much are the tickets for the event?
I think, Nadine, how much are the tickets?
Tickets start at $25, and they're VIP tickets, but tickets start at $25, general admission.
Thank you for joining us. We're getting off of the show in a couple of minutes, and I want to thank my guest, Janice, are you there? Hello? I want to thank everybody for joining me in the backyard.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
See you next week.
Righto.